Sefta Makos. So this is one of the famous Mishnayos in Shas, where the Mishnah tells us, this is Mishnah Test in the third parak, Yesh Chorish Talam Echad, person could plow one furrow alone, V'chayev Alav Mishum Shmon Elavin, and could be Chayev 8 sets of Malkos. Okay, so that is obviously a very, very severe penalty, 312 lashes, if he can take it all, obviously not all at once, a maximum of 39 at once. But what are they? So Achorish Beshor V'chamor, right, assuming that he did it with a shor and chamor, right, so that obviously is an iser deraisa, l'sachrosh, b'shor v'chamor yachta, v'hein mukdashin, and there's also an iser me'ila, it's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Bar Tanua, whether there's one lav or two lavin involved in hein mukdashin, especially with the chamor, because it's a behem matmeya, so that those who assume that we're dealing with one lav, midaraisa, the Rambam is one of those. And then Bichalayim Bakerem, the Rambam says those are actually two different violations. Kilay HaKerem Kilay Zraim Bishvius. So that would be five. V'yom Tov. Now Yantif is strange. Why wouldn't we say Shabbos? Shabbos is much more natural. Why would you appeal to Yantif? That's a strange kind of a thing. Why, if you were doing this on Shabbos, would there be no Malkos? So this is actually a great opportunity for us to do Chazara. We said there are really six categories of Lavin which are not subject to Malkos. So there's a Lav Shebichlalos, there's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lav Anitak La'asei, Lav Sheyesh Bo Tashlumin, a Lav Haba Michlal La'asei, so it doesn't fit into any of those five categories. But then there is Lav Shenitan La'azharas Misas Bezdin. Okay? So Shabbos is obviously an Isser Skila as opposed to Yantif, which is only an Isser Lav. So that's why it doesn't say Shabbos. Kohen Nazir Beveis HaTumah. This seems like you're piling on a little bit. Like, well, okay, if the guy happens to be a Kohen and the Nazir in a cemetery, so Chanan ben Chakinai Omer, so he called them on it, Avalovesh Kalayim. So he says, then why don't you say the guy is also wearing Kalayim? That doesn't have to do with the Charisha at all. So Amr Lo, Eino Hashem. So Amr Lahem, Aflo Anazir Hu Hashem. So their response, was to him that what does Kalayim have to do with anything? If he happens to be wearing Kalayim, that has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Maisa Charisha. So he says to them, so what does it have to do with that he's a Nazir or a Kohen? So the truth of the matter is, it's a salient point, but the Chachamim make a counter argument that this is more related to the Maisa Charisha than simply wearing Big Day Kalayim. On the grounds that, and again, it's not, a perfect fit, but on the grounds that this is at least a davar mechuber lekarka, the fact that he went into the Beis Olam and he's a Nazir, a Kohen, and, that is connected to the Charisha in the sense that if it wasn't in a Makom Hatuma, there would be no Lav. Okay, but this is one of those cases where the question seems a little bit more satisfying than the answer from Chananya bin Chakinai. Mishnah Yud, Kamamal, Kinosar, Baim Chasar Achas. So we don't go the full 40, we only go 39. There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim whether that's actually a Din D'oraisa or a Din D'rabbanan. The Rambam makes it sound in different places like it's really a Din of Arbayim, but that Midivrei Sofrim, we cut it down to 39. There are other Rishonim who make it sound like that's a Din D'oraisa. Shenemar b'mispar Arbayim, minyan shehu samach l'Arbayim, the number which is close to 40, so the number which is close to 40 is 39. Reb Yehuda Omer, Arbaim Shlemo Suloka, and the simple pshat of the Torah is that it should be 40. Veheichan Huloka is Hayaseira, I'll explain it in a second, Bank Seifa. So according to Reb Yehuda, right, we're going to see tomorrow that the Malkos have to be Hariuyasli Shtalish, that you make an umdana on the guy, how many can he take? 3, 6, 9, 12 multiples of 3, all the way up to 13 multiples of 3 to 39. So, and there's a specific procedure which you do where you hit him twice in one area and once in the other area. So it's like cycles of 3. So now you have remainder 1, right? If it's 40, it's 13 remainder 1. So what are you going to do with the remainder 1? So that's the question that they asked in Rabbi Yehuda. And he says you smack him between the shoulders. So the final blow, okay, just in case in Rabbi Yehuda's world, his idea was Malkos Ben Ksefev. So God willing, tomorrow, we'll pick it up. Let me just see. Yeah, we can get, say, Kaddish to Rabban Rabbi